بسم الله والابن الروح القدس الله الواحد امين. In our study in the book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit with the apostles, which we call the Acts of Apostles, I would like tonight to have just one chapter. And this chapter actually contains the story of one of the very important figures in the early days of the church. يعني النهارده بنعمة ربنا واحنا بندرس سفر اعمال الرسل قلت النهارده ناخد اصحاح واحد بس، والسفر ده بيسميه الاباء سفر اعمال الروح القدس في الرسل او عمل الروح القدس في الكنيسه، لانه فعلا هو عمل الروح القدس مش اعمال التلاميذ، ولكن هو عمل الروح القدس في الكنيسه الاولى. لأن الأصحاح ده هو يعتبر أطول أصحاح في سفر أعمال الرسل كله. This is the longest chapter. I will translate. This is the longest chapter in this book. It contains 60 verses. فيه 60 آية. Actually, it begins with the end of chapter 6 about the first board of deacons selected by the Holy Spirit and by the disciples. أول أول مجلس شمامسة للكنيسة أو مجموعة شمامسة للكنيسة كونها الروح القدس والتلاميذ. When we read in chapter 6, and chapter 6 is very short, and we consider it introduction to chapter 7. لو تحب تجيب انجيل معك عربي او انجليزي preferable. لو تحب استاذ عماد, if you want to have English or Arabic Bible in your hand, it will be more helpful because they have both here, Arabic and English. This is a very important chapter, and as I said, chapter 6 is the introduction to chapter 7. الأصحاح السادس مقدمة للأصحاح السابع. هو صغير جدا, ما فيهوش غير 15 آية. الأصحاح السابع أدوا 4 مرات في 60 آية. بيبتدي بأن هم لقوا أن في مشكلة في الخدمة الاجتماعية. أنا زي ما أنتوا عارفين, الكنيسة في الأول كانت اشتراكية مثالية. ناس كلها كانت بتبيع اللي عندها تحطه تحت رجلين الرسل, وكل واحد ياخد حسب احتياجه. دي كانت بتفيد أن في ناس ما كانش عندها خالص, فكان الرسل بيوزعوا من اللي تحت رجليهم على الناس. طبعا كتر ناس, يعني كتروا الناس المحتاجين, ومنهم أرامل, وأرامل يهود بس من أصل يوناني, فابتدوا يشتكوا إن هم مش واخدين بالهم منهم في الخدمة اليومية. الخدمة اليومية يعني بيودلهم كل يوم أكل وشرب وكده, يعني الكنيسة كانت كده. The problem started as you know that the church was completely in fellowship together, and they were selling their possessions and put under the feet of the disciples, and every family used to have its portion, which whatever she needs or whatever the people need. So now, the growth of the number, on the first day they were 3,000, and then the second day they became about 5,000. So the growth was very fast, and the number of the believers were increased day by day, was increased day by day. And out of this number, there were needy people, especially the widows. Taban, you know, and the widows, Taban, in the past, they used to live with their men. There was no work, there was no pension, there was no nothing. So if they were poor enough, so they will be more needy after the death of their husbands, especially if these widows are left without their children. Their children married in another places or whatever, or even some of them did not believe in Jesus Christ. So, a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. So, briefly, they formed the seven deacons. This is the main reason of the board of deacons. This is the main reason of the board of deacons. Not to take over power in the church or no, but to serve the needy and to help the priests and the bishops in their services if they need anything. So that's why in chapter 6, verse 3, we read the following. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of Holy Spirit, of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So the disciples did not want to disturb themselves with the other activities, rather than the religious and spiritual needs and ministry of the word. As you know, they were few number, and everyone needed, every one of them needed to go here and there to preach the gospel, to baptize the believers and to prepare them and to pray the liturgy. And so many activities or many services. That's why they selected the seven deacons. The first one of them was St. Stephen. And our topic of tonight is St. Stephen. Is very important. And we will find, beside his martyrdom and witness to the Lord, he was the reason of one of the most active apostles in the history of the church. We'll see now. المهم طبعا استفانوس كان هو أول الإيه المجموعة أول السبعة اللي اختاروهم. فيقول عنه إيه؟ يقول عنه إنهم اختاروا استفانوس. اختاروا استفانوس. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. What's the meaning of that? full of faith and the Holy Spirit. يعني إيه ممنوع من الإيمان والروح القدس؟ عايز واحد يقول what does it mean full of faith and the Holy Spirit? طب الإيمان ده بتاع مين؟ الإيمان ده يخص مين؟ يخصني أنا؟ الإيمان يخصني أنا. Full of faith يعني أنا من عندي لازم يبقى عندي إيمان، ومن عند ربنا يملاني بالروح القدس. فهنا فيه هنا فيه dealing together between the faith from my side and the Holy Spirit from God's side to fill my heart. I have the faith, then I will have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit dwells in me, and the Holy Spirit will increase my faith. And this is the deal between the faith and the Holy Spirit. If anyone supposedly, theoretical, if anyone has the Holy Spirit but doesn't have faith, what does it mean? Nothing. If I have the Holy Spirit but I don't have faith, I will not benefit anything. لو أنا في الروح القدس لكن أنا عنديش إيمان، يبقى الروح القدس مش بيشتغل في. لكن ده هنا بيقول إيه؟ full of faith and the Holy Spirit، مملوء من الإيمان ومملوء من الروح القدس. full of both. word full here means both faith and the Holy Spirit. he was full of faith and full of the Holy Spirit. كان مليان من الإيمان ومليان من الروح القدس. which means that the faith from my side increases and becomes closer and closer and closer with the help of the Holy Spirit who dwells in my heart. Without the Holy Spirit, my faith is nothing. And without the faith, the Holy Spirit will not find the field to work in. دي نقطة جميلة. فهو كان مليان من الايه؟ من الايمان ومن الروح القدس. Let us jump to 7. Chapter 7. Just before the beginning part of chapter 7, Stephen was just a deacon. But the Lord gave him the gift of performing miracles. الروح القدس اداله انه يعمل معجزات وعجائب. فالمعجزات والعجائب ما هيش بتاعت الاسس والمطرنة والبتاع، ملهاش دعوة ملهاش دعوة خالص بالرتب. Here the Holy Spirit or the gift of miracles can be done to anyone in the whole world. It doesn't depend on the orders and the clearers. No. It depends on his spiritual life and the will of God if he wants to give him. يقول إيه back معلش in verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. يعمل معجزات كتيرة جدا. What was his service? Just to give the needy the daily service. يودي لهم أكل. The service is not important. يعني the level of the service is not the issue. The issue is your life. Your heart, when it filled, it's filled with the Holy Spirit and filled with faith. I can clean the floor of the church. Or there are people who clean that floor of the church, but they are saints, much more spiritual than even priest or proto-priest like my abject self. Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. طبعاً على طول, immediately, you can imagine what will happen. Satan became enraged of this man. He wants to get rid of him as soon as he can. What did he do? قوم الايه؟ قوم الناس بقى. The Jews, they started first to discuss with him, to argue with him. But he was filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. So they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. خلاص. Number one, they tried. أول مرة, أول حاجة, حاولوا أنهم يتكلموا معاه ويقوحوا معاه ويناقشوا ويحاوروه. طبعا غلبهم. لما غلبهم عملوا ايه؟ ابتدوا بقى يخلصوا منه. اه كده. الشيطان يعمل ايه؟ يحاورك الاول. لو ما قدرش يحاولك يقوم ناس عليك. يقوم ناس عليك يحاربوك. بس الكتاب يقول يحاربونك ولا يقدرون عليك. انا معك. Satan starts with argue with you. If he doesn't win, then he will ask the people from outside to resist you, to anoint you, to treat with you in a bad way, to fight against you. But look, the verse says in the Old Testament, they will fight against you, but they will not reveal, they will not defeat you. Don't worry, I am with you. This is what happens with Stephen. They called Stephen, and listen what happened. The last verse in chapter 6, all who sat in the council, looking steadfastly at him, saw his face as the face of an angel. الله على الكلام ده. الناس اللي جايبينه علشان يناقشوه, عشان يحكموه, بصوا لقوا وشه زي الايه؟ زي الملاك. وشه زي الملاك. شخص اليه جميع الجالسين في المجمع ورأوا وجهه كأنه وجه ملاك. All the people who were sitting found that his face was the face as the face of an angel. But in spite of that, it did not move their stiffened hard hearts. الجميل بقى. طبعا we don't have time to read all the chapter. عايزك تقرأ لما تروح. It's a very practical and direct lesson about those who have faith in the Holy Spirit and read the scriptures, the Bible, and memorize the Bible, and the illustration of the scriptures is in their mind. Look بقى, شوف بقى استفانوس قال ايه. شوف قال ايه. قال لهم ايه. Brethren and fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham. He started the history from Abraham. And he consequently went through the history of the Jews as of Abraham until our Lord Jesus Christ without skipping any important event to serve the goal of his speech to them. And it was not Stephen who was speaking. It was the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who spoke on his mouth. There is no single fault, no single fault historically, spiritually, events, even the commentary that he gave during his long, long speech, one single word, wrong one. There was no. Listen, kid. يقول إيه؟ I will read it sometimes in Arabic, sometimes in English, but I will say the number of the verse to follow with me. يعني مثلا number 3 verse 3 يقول إيه؟ قال له أخرج من أرضك ومن عشيرتك وهلم إلى الأرض التي أريك. حصل بالحرف. فخرج حينئذ من أرض الكلدانيين وسكن في حران، ومن هناك نقله بعد ما مات أبوه إلى هذه الأرض التي أنتم الآن ساكنون فيها. نمرة 5. God gave him no inheritance in it, not even enough to set his foot on. But even when Abraham had no child, he promised to give it to him for a possession and to his descendants after him. But God spoke in this way, that his descendants would dwell in a foreign land, and that they would bring them into bondage and oppress them 400 years. You know when did it happen? When? In Egypt. كلام بالنص ما ادالوش ميراث ولا وطأت قدم، لكن قال له حديها ملكا لك ولنسلك، بس مش هديها لك دلوقتي. هيحصل ايه؟ هتتغربوا، تقعدوا متغربين 400 سنة، والأمة اللي استعبدتكم هقدنها أنا، اللي هي مصر، فرعون مصر. وبعدين هي وانت بقى verse 9 عن الحكاية بتاع جوزيف، the story of Joseph. How did his brothers envy him. وبعدين how the Lord يعني used Joseph to save the land from the famine that happened. وزاي يوسف بقى هو number 2 after the Pharaoh in Egypt. Joseph became number 2. بعدين what was the number اللي دخل أرض مصر؟ 75 people only. 75 people. The family of Jacob and his sons and their children and wives were all together 75. شوفوا بقى قد إيه بقى في 400 سنة. From Joseph to Moses. من يوسف لموسى عايشين فين؟ في أرض مصر. لما جه موسى، أيام موسى بقى verse 20 يقول في ذلك الوقت ولد موسى وكان جميل جدا، فربي 3 أشهر في بيت أبوه، ولما نبذ اتخذته ابنة فرعون وريث له لنفسها وربته لنفسها ابنا، خدته وربته ليها ابنا، فتهذب بكل حكمة المصريين. How did the Lord prepare Moses to be the savior of the Jews from the hand of the Egyptians and Pharaoh and the slavery in Egypt? وبعدين شوف الجمال بقى 34. No, before that. Before that, 30. ولما كملت 40 سنة ظهر له ملاك الرب ببرية سينا في لهيب نار عليق. Here started to speak about the incarnation of the Lord. The fiery bush that Moses saw in the... Look, this man started from Abraham. Step by step by step by step. Until he reached to Moses. And then to the fiery bush. And then the message that the Lord sent Moses for. To save the people of Israel from the hands of the Egyptians. But he did not speak, if you notice, he did not speak about the stiffness of the Egyptians. He spoke only about the stiffness of the Jews against Moses. Did you notice that? شوف يقول إيه 35. هذا موسى الذي أنكروه قائلين من أقامك رئيسا وقاضيا. He was not speaking about the Gentiles, the Egyptians. He was speaking to the Jews about the Jews themselves. شوف الجمال. كلمهم قال لهم انتوا اللي رفضتوا موسى. انتوا عملتوا وعملتوا وعملتوا. وقلتوا مين أقامك رئيسا وقاضيا علينا. This, the one God sent to be a ruler and deliverer by the hand of the angel who appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out after he had shown wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. In the land of Egypt, Ashar Darbat, 10 times, 10 beats. Huh? In the Red Sea, crossing of the Red Sea to the wilderness of Sinai, the water from the rock, the manna from heavens, the salwa also, birds, everything, the wonders that he did. But he summarized a period of 40 years in three words. He is a man who lived the scriptures and memorized the scriptures. They were mixed in his heart and in his mind as well. And then 37, a prophecy about Jesus Christ. هذا هو موسى الذي قال لبني إسرائيل نبيا مثلي سيقيم لكم الرب إلهكم من إخواتكم لكم تسمعون. This is the top اللي موسيس وصل اللي ما قدرش يوصل بقى أكتر ويقول لهم ما يجي لكم إله مش هيقبله. If he said God will come they would not believe him, but he said to them a prophet like me, because he was a great man, a great man. But he said you will listen to him. And then the period after Moses until Jesus Christ, unfortunately, very bad. In the wilderness, Moses went to the mountain and the people worshipped idols. And then the Lord gave them the tabernacle. They built the tabernacle, but they did not worship the God from their heart. They were proud of the tabernacle, but they did not live the spiritual or expected spiritual life. ادهم خيمة الاجتماع بس للأسف الشديد ما عاشوش في خيمة الاجتماع بروحانية. لا ده خدوها بقى ان ربنا ادهم بقى وهم احسن من الشعوب التانيين وهم اجدع، وعشان كده بقى قال لهم ايه، يقول ايه 47، يقول Solomon built him a house. Built the Lord يعني a house. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands. As the prophet says, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things? السماء كرسية والأرض أحط رجلي عليها، أي بيت تبنون لي؟ يقول الرب أين هو مكان راحتي. Then he came to the conclusion of his speech. From Abraham to Moses and after Moses, and then he said, you stiff-necked and circumcised in heart and ears, يا قصاة الرقاب وغير المختونين بالقلوب والآذان, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so you do, or do you, أنتم دائما تقاومون الروح كما كان أباءكم كذلك أنتم. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? أي الأنبياء لم يضطهده أباءكم؟ And they killed those who foretold the coming of the just one, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers. وقد قتلوا الذين سبقوا فأنبأوا بمجيء البار الذي أنتم الآن صرتم مسلمين وقاتلين. Who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it. الذين أخذتم الناموس بترتيب ملائكة لم تحفظوا. Here بقى the conclusion can very strong. Why was he very strong like that? كم ممكن يقول لهم يا جماعة يعني أنا عايز أقول لكم حاجة, المسيح يعني جه و... لا ما قالش كده. He was very strong because these people must be shaken after he explained to them their system of life and their behavior against God and against the prophets that the Lord sent. There was no point but to shock them. He said to them, yes, you are circumcised in your flesh, but you are not circumcised in your ears and in your hearts, which means that you were not pure in ears and hearts. Circumcision was yani considered a sign of being among the people of God and pure as well. الختان كان معناها انه يبقى من شعب الله, وكلام كمان علامة طهارة, حتى بيسموها لغاية النهاردة الطهارة, يقول لك هنطهر الواد يعني هنختن. You understand me? So ما فيش compromise هنا. Word of God is word of God, no compromise. Those who want to listen can listen, those who want to reject let them reject, but this is the fact. When he said that, what happened? When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed at him with their teeth, like that. Gnashed يعني top of anger, top of frustration. Instead of open their hearts, like what happened on the Pentecost day, they gnashed the teeth as if they were going to bite him. They did more. They stoned him. They stoned him. Here is the story of this great man, the proto-martyr and the archdeacon. We call him the archdeacon, Ra'is al-Shamamsa, and the proto-martyr, وأول الشهداء. أول شهيد في المسيحي. أول شهيد في المسيحي. He was very strong. He did not care about his life, but he cared about his mission. He could have compromised with them to save his life, but he did not do that. He preferred to witness the word of God and to let his blood be seed in the earth. And look at the result. We'll see what happened on that day. On the day we'll see what happened. خدتوا بالكم الحته دي؟ استفانوس شمشا كان رئيس شمشا كان ممكن يعني يتكلم بلين كده ومعهم طب ما بطرس اتكلم ويوحنا ومعجزات تمت كتير، حاجه واضحه. بتقاوموا ليه؟ قال لهم انتوا يا بعد انتوا مش مختونين في ودانكم وفي قلبكم، انتوا مختونين في لحمكم. ختان اللحم مش مهم، انما ختان الودن، الودن تبقى طاهره. ختان القلب، القلب يبقى نظيف وطاهر، هو ده الختان الحقيقي. كانت النتيجه ان هم اصروا باسنانهم عليه وقاموا راحوا ايه راجمينه. بس ايه حاجتين، two points بقى فاضلين. While they were just before they took him to stone him in 56, he said, "Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." What does it mean? It means that when he saw that, it was as if Jesus Christ is waiting for him. Jesus Christ at the right hand was waiting for him, expecting what would happen with him, saying, "Don't worry, they will stone you, they will bury your body, but you will come to me immediately. You will come to me immediately." عشان كده قال ها أنا أرى السماء مفتوحة وابن الإنسان جالس عن يمين العظمة. طبعا it was like a revelation, not true. طبعا أن الله is unlimited طبعا. But it was just to show him, show Stephen that he will go into heavens immediately or soon. This is number one. Number two, because he was seeing our Lord Jesus Christ, they were stoning him until he knelt on his knees and said, he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." Exactly or very similar to what our Lord Jesus Christ said. Different words, taban, because the Lord is only the one who has the authority to forgive sins. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross said, "My Father, forgive them. Forgive them because they do not know what they are doing." But here, Stephen did not say forgive them, but he said, لا تقم لهم هذه الخطية. Do not charge them with this sin. And when he said that, when he said this, he fell asleep. Fell asleep. What a word. جميلة جدا جدا. دلوقتي الموت ده بقى يسموه falling asleep. Fall asleep يعني هينام بقى. ينام بقى نومة لغاية لما المسيح يجي. يعني الجسد هينام. The body will asleep, fall asleep, the body. Fall asleep, for a while until the Lord comes again in his second coming, where the spirit will go to the paradise of joy, to the paradise of joy. Ila Firdaus al-Naim. Ila Firdaus al-Naim. The result of the martyrdom of Stephen. The main result. The two verses الأولانيين بس in chapter 8 and leave you بقى أنت مع اللي حصل بعد رجم استفانوس. Now Saul was consenting to his death. لأنه اللي رجم استفانوس حط هدومهم عند مين؟ شاول. Saul kept the clothes of those who were stoning Stephen, and he was satisfied. He was thinking that Stephen was wrong and Jesus was false prophet. And the prayer of Saul, the prayer of Stephen covered Saul. And the Lord accepted the prayer of Stephen for Saul. When you read chapter 8, you will find that chapter 9. You will find that in chapter 9, Saul, the persecutor of the Christians, became the most active apostle in the history of the church. In chapter 8, you will find that the people, after the stoning of Saul, spread it away. And instead of being in Jerusalem, no, they scattered here and there. تشتتوا من الضيق اللي حصل بسبب استفانوس. راحوا السامره وراحوا هنا وراحوا هنا وراح فيلبس الى السامره وبشر في السامره وامنوا ناس. واحد ساحر بقى مسيحي بسبب استفانوس. So when I become very strict in faith and very faithful in my service, be sure that the Lord will use me for the benefit of the servants. Even if they kill me, even if they persecute me, even if they resist me, even if they anoint me. I don't worry. I don't care about them, but I care about the word of God. شهادة استفانوس. أنا قصدت أن أنا أكلمكم عن استفانوس لأنه ده لا يقل عن بقية الرسل، بل بالعكس، بالرغم من أنه شماس فقط، لكن أصبح أول شهيد وتسبب عن شهادته انتشار المسيحية برا اليهودية، وتسبب أيضا إيمان شاول الترسوسي اللي بقى بولس أعظم رسول وأنشط رسول. راح ثلاث رحلات وعمل 14 رسالة وبشر في كل أوروبا، كل أوروبا among the Gentiles في ذلك الوقت في وسط الأمم، وعمل كنائس كثيرة جدا وبعت لها رسائل وعمل لها سقفة وأسس وحاجات زي كده. Stephen also, the martyrdom of Stephen, the result of this martyrdom, that the Christianity spread away out of Jerusalem, and also Saul, who became Paul, the most active apostles, the most active about among the apostles, who had three journeys and wrote 14 epistles and served in Europe among the Gentiles, preached the gospel everywhere, and he was not less than those who were accompanying Jesus Christ himself, the 12 disciples. He was not less than them, if not greater than them. May the intercession of St. Stephen, the Archdeacon, the Approach Martyr, be with us. Glory be to God forever. Amen. نشكر ربنا ان قدرنا في نص ساعة كده ولا في 35 دقيقة نلخص حياة حاجة. Please read the Bible. Read the Bible. Memorize the Bible. Live the Bible. Give more important to the Bible. And be sure that the Word of God will save you and save the others and help you and help the others as well. Any question? إذا الموضوع ما كانش محتمل أسئلة. Thank you. Let us pray.